Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I am now much more comfortable in people seeing me indoors without a mask. I mean, before the CDC made the recommendation change, I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals.
It looks more like his wires have been crossed.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You're asking somebody who's at the hardware store working there or in a retail or a grocery store to make the judgment on who's vaccinated, who's not. We're just not ready yet.
Not ready? It has to be ready. What business are you running here?
Now, all of a sudden, you're saying to them, well, you know what? We're going to allow some people in there who might not be vaccinated, and they might not need to wear a mask. And you're seeing that people don't necessarily want to go back to work who are in the lower income sectors. This is just one more reason for them not to want to go back to work.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls this hour on the show. And, you know, one thing that we haven't heard much about is the effect that this year-long lockdown has had on students, young kids. And it's really been horrible for them, I think. And there was an amazing appearance in recent days in Martin County, Florida, which is just north of Palm Beach County. And there was a 10-year-old kid from the fourth grade, and his name is John. And he went before the school board and asked them, basically begged them, to stop the mask mandate. He said it would be nice if they could just have a little bit of relief from the mask mandate. And he had a little briefing book with him, and obviously his parents had helped him out putting this presentation together. And one of the callers to Grace's show was saying, well, this is just, this is a photo op, and the parents told him what to do and all this. But, you know, the thing is, he was reading from the same kind of briefing book that Joe Biden was reading from today in Michigan, and that we'll be reading from tomorrow at the White House.
Our own Department of Energy pioneered and transformed the battery injury when Barack and I were in office.
The battery injury. I'm telling you, this 10-year-old kid can deliver a much more polished presentation than the President of the United States, as you're gonna hear here. And it's pretty clear, too, that, you know, he may have had help putting this thing together from his parents. But, the kind of things he's talking about here, he actually lived it. The one thing that really made me think about what they've been through is he wrote it. I don't even know if it's in the cuts we've got, but he talks about how he runs into his teacher. This is the same teacher he's had all year in Martin County, in Florida, and he says, "Hi, Mrs. So and So," and she doesn't even recognize him. You know why? Because she's never seen his face. She's been the teacher all year, and she hasn't seen his face. What kind of learning opportunity is that? Think about your own life as a kid, what it would have been like if you'd had to wear a mask every day. And then what makes it even worse, and this is in the cuts, the teachers in some cases aren't wearing masks. They're yelling at the teachers aren't wearing masks, and they're yelling at the kids for not wearing masks. It's just ridiculous. But we're going to take a lot of calls this hour, but I want to play these cuts first. This is, again, the kid's name is John, and he's from South Florida, Martin County. Cut one.
I just turned 10 years old, and I am a fourth grader at Felix A. Williams. I expected school to be a little bit different in the beginning, but I didn't think it would stay this way all year long, and I was surprised by the rules. A lot of them didn't make any sense to me, like the fact that we were not allowed to play on the playground or have student council or turn to face each other at lunch. And we also have to wear masks outside at PE and on track. I love my school and all, but my teachers seem really stressed, and that makes me feel bad. One teacher walks around with a clipboard full of referrals for any student whose mask isn't on properly. It makes me feel scared. That same teacher yells at us having our masks down to drink water while we are outside in Carlin. She told us we had to wait until we were in our parents' car to have a drink of water. She had her mask down the entire time while she was yelling at us, which makes me and all my friends very mad. This happens a lot. And it seems unfair teachers take their masks off while they yell at us kids and that we need to pull ours up. I asked my mom if there is a word for this, and she said there is. Hypocrisy.
There is. Hypocrisy. All right, let's play the next cut. John goes on and on about this.
Wearing a mask all day makes me feel really tired and gives me really bad headaches. My mask also sticks to my face when it's really hot, and it makes it hard to breathe. I feel like I can't catch my breath, and that makes me feel claustrophobic and anxious. It's really stressful. I finished taking all of my FSAs, and I had a hard time focusing with a mask on. A few weeks ago, I ran into my teacher outside of school. She didn't even recognize me because she's never seen my face before. But I knew it was her because she sits at her desk a lot without a mask on. I know my teacher has asthma and everything, but I understand why it's hard for her to wear a mask, and I think she should have that choice. But I should too. I have allergies, and I feel really anxious with my face covered, but I'm not allowed a mask break like her. It seems unfair. All this seems unfair, and it doesn't make sense.
How many times have we all said that over the last 14 months? It doesn't make sense. None of it makes any sense. And a trial shall lead them. One last cut here. Three.
I miss seeing people's face. I miss the way things used to be. I'm scared they'll never go back to normal. Breathing freely doesn't seem like something we should have to ask any other people for permission for. Please make masks optional. Today it would be so awesome to end the school year on a really happy note like that. Thank you for your time.
What a good little kid. And I wonder what the school board did. 844-500-4242. Gene, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gene.
What a doll he is. So this is way off topic already. But I was going to say, when you were talking about Biden and had that clip that he couldn't get Rashida down,
yes,
that's one thing. But can you imagine if Trump were in the White House and all hell is breaking loose in the Mideast and he's not back at the White House trying to, like, broker something?
Right.
He's off in Detroit.
Well, remember, Gene, remember when he said that the press was the enemy of the people and they were saying he was threatening them? Right. And that it was basically a hate crime and that he should be charged with assault just for saying that. And then today Biden says to a reporter who tries to ask him about Israel, he says, stand in front of the car. I mean, imagine if Trump had said that, Gene, what would happen?
Mr. President,
listen,
can I ask you a quick question on Israel before you drive away?
No, you can't. Not unless you get in front of the car as I step on it. I'm only teasing.
You imagine if Trump had said, I'm only teasing, Gene? You think that would have straightened everything out?
They would have been all over him, but they also would have been all over him for not trying to broker the peace deal and talking to a terrorist. No other country recognizes him as the head of anything but a terrorist organization.
I know. And he's talking to this woman, Rashida Tlaib, who has just made these horrible, horrible statements about Israel, who called the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, a mother bleeper. I mean, and she didn't use the word bleeper either. Just in public, she says this. She has a mouth that her mother should have washed out with soap, and it's just. It's just amazing, but he gets away with it. You won't even see that cut tonight of him with the reporter telling her he's going to run her over, or saying that talking about how the violence is on the West Bank. Or,
and I said, baby, they don't, because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the mother.
Yeah, that's Rashid, as he called it, Rashida. 844-500-42. 42. 207 says, I'd listen to John over Greta any day of the week. Yeah, I would too.
How dare you?
Yeah. I guarantee you Greta is a lot more handsomely compensated for her appearances than John is for his appearance before the school board in Martin County. 617, Captain, what did the VIPs have for their meal today? Italian, right? You had the chicken parm, ziti. Yeah, it was good, right? Yeah, very good. Yeah, you guys are having a good time, right? Yeah. They had their pictures taken with us, and they just got their books. Everything's great. If you want to be a VIP, you can go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store. We got seats available. They're going fast, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday through the end of September, we have some days are already sold out, but most that there's you can get in.
They can click on the VIP experience tab, not store.
The VIP experience. By the way, if you're looking for stuff to buy in the store, you can go to the store. And today's a good day to buy car washes. We have you can get $50 worth of car washes for $25 at ProClean Auto Wash. And they've got locations all over Eastern and Central Massachusetts. So check it out, HowieCarShow.com. $25 for $50 worth of car washes at ProClean Auto Wash. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
You know, we were talking with Tom Homan about the illegal aliens and how they're getting the full Sarniev, as I call it, the full welfare experience here in the U.S. as they come across the border illegally. And it's good for life, too. Good for life. And
everything free in America.
Including a top-of-the-line cell phone. And so then we were just taking the pictures with the VIPs, and one of the VIPs pulled out a flip phone. And we said, it's going to be hard for you to pass yourself off as an illegal alien to get all the free stuff with that flip phone. No self-respecting illegal alien would ever have a flip phone.
We had one VIP a few weeks ago that came in with a disposable camera. I didn't even know they still sold those.
I know. I think I told him, I said, what museum did you steal that one out of? Hey, there it is. He's showing off his flip phone. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. Go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I trusted Perfect Smiles with my smile, and so did the mailroom manager. PerfectSmiles.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should airlines weigh passengers?
Yes, they should.
40% say yes.
Okay, it's going up marginally, but not much. 844-500-4242. Gabe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gabe.
Hey, Howie. Calling in. I like your show, by the way.
Thank you.
Calling with funny story. My girlfriend, previous Trump hater, loved Bernie, Biden. Well, since the beginning of this pandemic, she's totally done a 180 and telling me, oh, I want to go in the store without my mask, want to go in the store without my mask. And, you know, I've worn my mask maybe a handful of times this whole horrible tragedy.
Great. Why do you think she changed her mind? I mean, I would think most people who were Bernie and Biden supporters would be in this thing 100% into wearing the masks and the social distancing and the one-way aisles, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, you know, I can't speak for her too much, but I think she chalks it up to turning off the news, you know, all this crap, you know, all this programming where they're just saying lies, and she's living with her own real-world experience, and she doesn't see people dropping dead left and right, and, you know, I mean, COVID seems to be a real thing and everything like that.
But, I know, I don't, you know, you would think just from the fact that they're not seeing anybody get sick or anybody dying that it would just be starting to wind down. But, as long as they keep turning on the TV every night and hearing the panic porn, because I guess it's still coming out. But I think you're right, Gabe. The way to avoid this whole thing is to just turn off the damn TV set or turn off the news. or most newscasts anyway. And then you're not going to be brainwashed. And that's what it is. These people are brainwashed. 844-500-4242. I've heard the saying for a number of years. If you believe in nothing, you'll fall for anything. But this has proven it more true than I've ever seen it before. I mean, all these people, they don't. I mean, I hate to put it in such stark terms, but they don't believe in religion. They don't believe in God. But they've swallowed this whole thing about it. COVID has become a devil, you know. And this, what kind of religion is this? There's no plus upside to this. You know, you just stay hunkered down and you don't die a terrible death for another day. But there's no, you never get peace of mind. You never get an afterlife. You never get this, you never even get the 72 virgins at the end of the line. You get nothing. Someone says, this is one of the VIPs, say you die of cirrhosis. You know, that's the other thing. A lot of more people are dying of cirrhosis than there are. A lot of more people are dying of drug overdoses. They said the number of black men dying in Massachusetts of fentanyl last year was up 69%. That's just people being locked down with nothing to do. Thanks for the call, Gabe. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Howie, what's the three words that they turn the photo op into an impassioned, well-done speech?
What's that?
How dare you? I can't believe, you know, these guys just sit back and they gaslight this whole thing and they accuse you of the tactics that they use on a daily basis. And the idiots that watch the pablum in the mass media take it and drink it through a straw.
Right. I know Charlie Parker and Joe Biden keep saying the same thing. You've got to have respect for people who still want to wear a mask. As if 99% of the vitriol, maybe 97% of the vitriol is directed at people who don't wear the masks by the people who wear the masks. And they're making it sound like, we are the ones who are terrorizing people. And they're also making it seem like we're the ones who are not following science. Their own scientists, quote unquote, have turned against them. There is no need for a mask, especially if you're vaccinated. How many times have they told us that? And yet you go into these supermarkets, at least in the Northeast, and you get the dagger eyes. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We're going to take some more calls. We don't have time for another call, but we'll take more calls when we come back. 860 says, that kid was the redneck equivalent of Greta Thunberg. That kid wasn't a redneck. That kid was very well-spoken.
How dare you?
that kid was, you know what, though? That's not the way to get into Harvard, kid. I got news for you. You're a smart kid. I'll bet you do well on your SATs. But, saying those things you said, you're an enemy of the people. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. White House pitches $174 billion electric vehicle plan. What are they going to do with all the batteries when all the toxic waste in these batteries when they wear out, which they're going to wear out? And who the hell wants to drive a car where you have to slow down and pull over to the side of the road after 4, 5, whatever number of hours and just recharge for a few hours? But I want to go into a gas station and just fill up and keep driving. Isn't that the American way? Who the hell wants to drive one of these damn cars? And I still don't believe John Kerry drove a Tesla from Massachusetts down to D.C. for the inauguration. No one will ever convince me of that. I would like to see him at one of those rest areas in the New Jersey Turnpike, going into the Wendy's while his car is recharging. I don't see it happening. 844-500-4242. Someone just sent me a quote from Eric Hoffer, the True Believers. A cult doesn't always have a god, but they always have a devil. That's true. That's a really good point. I think he's the one who always Eric Hoffer is also the guy who said it always starts as a cause and then becomes a business and finally becomes a racket. And it took less than a year for COVID-19 to become a racket. I think it was a racket from day one, actually. Pam, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pam.
Hi. So we were just in Disney World last Tuesday. We went to Animal Kingdom. And through the entire visit, there was the constant loop of wear your mask, make sure it covers your nose, your mouth, and your chin. It was the most miserable Disney experience we've ever had.
Oh, I can imagine. Didn't the new boss of Disney say last Friday that he was so happy about the new CDC guidelines because they were going to get rid of all that stuff, Pam?
I think that was this week, but last week was misery. So we went into one of their shows, which is called It's Tough to Be a Bug, and it was dark. It's a 3D show, and I thought, okay, I'm going to pull my mask down under my chin. It took just a few minutes before one of their people came up behind my back in the dark and told me to put my mask back on.
And for this, you're paying how much a day?
I don't know. It was like $125, something like that. Yeah, we left early because it was just not an enjoyable experience.
Well, you could have bought a Howie Carr VIP ticket for that and taken your mask off.
That's right.
And had some chicken parm and gotten a couple of bucks. Good Lord. Well, you know, you were at Animal Kingdom, Pam?
Yeah.
Did the monkeys have masks on?
No, we didn't even stay to see the animals because we were miserable. It was just people trudging from ride to ride because there was no entertainment, nothing to pull people away from the rides to, you know, stop and enjoy something. And we actually left early, which we normally do not do. We just kind of closed down with the park, but it just was not enjoyable.
How were the kids taking it? Were they having a good time, or were they kind of being dragged along too in their masks?
I'm retired, so there were no kids with us, but everybody else looked miserable. Nobody looked like they were enjoying themselves. We, like I said, we left early. When we got out to the parking lot, we were surprised to see how many other cars had left. And it was like about 2:30.
Yeah.
And a lot of cars had left already.
You know, now that I think about being down in Orlando, Pam, you know what I'm asking myself? I wonder what the mask requirements are at Gatorland.
I'm going to say pretty lenient.
I'm going to say they're pretty lenient too. I don't think they're enforcing it heavily at Gator. I really enjoyed the hell out of Gatorland too. And I went there in December one time, and it was cold for even for Florida. It was about 45, 50 degrees, and those gators were moving kind of slow. But you know, I thought about it and I said, I think I like it better when the alligators are moving slow when I'm in Gatorland and I'm outnumbered like, I don't know, 2,000 to one. By the reptiles. Thanks for that report though, Pam. It sounds pretty miserable. I think the guy who took Iger's place, he seemed pretty excited when they dropped the requirements on the, I think it was in the paper over the weekend, and he said that they were going to drop all the requirements. How can you have a fun experience when everybody's wearing a mask? And again, What exactly is the point at this particular time? You know, when very few people are dying compared to what we're dying before, and the fact is we still don't know how many people are really dying of COVID. I mean, I think they've just confirmed what was reported by Donald Trump and I think Gateway Pundit months ago, last summer, which is that most of the that only I think 6 to 9% of the people who die of COVID, that's what they die of. It's the other 90+% of them have some other comorbidity, and that this is just added into it. 844-500-4242. 508 says, we were in Disney 2 weeks ago. Agreed, it's miserable. Yeah.
Are they at least piping in like COVID Disney songs It's a masked world after all, something like that. Anything? When you wear your mask on right.
Yeah. And the song of the, instead of Song of the South, Song of the Mask. Yeah, it's just the, and oh man, so much. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Disney World. You're talking about Disney World. Oh man, I've been there so many times. Last time was 2016 in February. I was all alone, and went in there to Main Street to have a cup of coffee, and I left.
That was it. Thanks. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Kathy says, F-E-A-R, Howie. That's how they control the sheep. Fear. I know. That's why I'm saying turn off the TV. Turn off the local news anyway. Turn off CNN and MSNBC. They're trying to scare you. 860 says, look at the junkyards in France full of 5 to 7 year old electric cars. It's cheaper to buy a new one than to replace the battery. Yeah. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Joe Biden, though, he's just Joe Sixpack from any town USA, as long as it's Scranton or Wilmington. Here he is, cut number one.
My name is Joe Biden, and I'm a car guy.
I'm a car guy. I'm a people person. I like to eat food.
Oh, really? You're very different than every other person that's ever lived.
For more than 30 years, my dad, when we moved to Delaware, managed automobile dealerships in Delaware, including the Ford dealership. And man, did I like that 57 Ford Fairlane. Oh, boy.
If he were at a Hudson museum, he would have said his father was a Hudson dealer, too. You know, that's the kind of guy he is.
57 Bel Air had it all over the Fairlane. Come on.
I would say so. I had a 59 Impala. That was a beautiful car. That had bigger fins than some of your Cadillacs, Taylor, back in the old days. That was a, boy, that car caught on fire, actually in Delaware, Newark, Delaware. That's where that car died back in 73. I would have had to shoot it anyway a year later when the price of gasoline went up to like 70 cents a gallon, up from a quarter. I couldn't have afforded it. 844-500-4242. 617 says, love Gatorland. You know what the great thing about Gatorland, one of the great things about Gatorland is that you can, you can buy some chicken and then just throw the raw chicken in, and the gators are all tearing each other apart to get the raw chicken. And then you see them and you think, if they threw me in there, they'd do the same thing to me. And then you get hungry and you go over to the snack bar. And you know what you can have?
Fried alligator.
Fried alligator.
Nice.
It really gives you a good feeling. And you know what? It's true what they say. It does taste like chicken. It really does. 844-500-4242. So the masks are off at Disney unless you're indoors. Yeah, but what, I mean, so if you're on the It's a Small World ride, does that count as being indoors or not? It probably does, doesn't
now,
it?
If you're in a flume ride, if you're in your own log, do you still have to keep it on? You're going up Splash Mountain. Space Mountain, whatever.
Yeah. How about the haunted? How about the haunted mansion? You know, where the ghosts are around. You're not going to infect the ghosts, are you? I don't know. 844-500-4242. That's the toll free number. So, you know, again, science says now, according to their former god. I'm not saying he's a god anymore because he's turned on him, Fauci. He says you don't need a mask anymore, but Representative Hakeem Jeffries, this is a real hack from Queens. At one time, AOC was thinking about running somebody against him, but he bent his knee and expressed his loyalty to AOC so he doesn't have a primary opponent. So now he's pushing the mask mandate in the House, even though, again, everybody in Congress is vaccinated if they want to be. And I'm assuming like 95% of them plus are vaccinated. But he says you still need to keep the mask mandate. Cut 17.
Well, I think that we're going to continue to follow the public health guidance. Some clarification, I think was recently issued by Dr. Monahan. And I think from the very beginning, we've maintained the position that we're going to let the science guide us, the public health expertise guide us.
Until they tell us something we don't want to hear. And then when it's a question of following the science or following the political science or the science fiction, we're going to go with science fiction and political science all the way. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to let you know that I was in Seabrook, New Hampshire at a Planet Fitness this past weekend.
Yes.
And there was a woman in a bright yellow T-shirt was vaccinated on the back of the T-shirt. So a new way of virtue signaling, I guess, is...
I was thinking about doing a T-shirt that says, I'm vaccinated, Karen. I think you should have a name attached to it as well. I haven't decided though. Maybe they wouldn't sell, and I'd just be stuck with another 100 small T-shirts again. 844-500-4242. Let's see here, John. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. How you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, we were down at Disney about what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and my wife went on Splash Mountain. And you know how they take the pictures of you coming down the mountain? Well, the mask on our face fell down a little bit, and the draconian measures wouldn't allow them to release the pictures to her. She had to actually...
No, you're kidding.
No, absolutely not. She had to call and complain to get her picture released to her.
What did they say to her directly when she went to get it, when she went to buy her picture? Because what they do is they take, as you're coming down, they say, you know, they take your picture and then you have a choice. They hand you a number and they say, if you want to buy the picture, just go over here and give them the number and it'll cost you however much money. What did they say to her when they told her they wouldn't sell her the picture?
Well, it actually never showed up on the screen. So she had to actually call the Disney hotline, like the management, and actually speak with them, and they said, oh, well, yeah, we see the picture, and your mask is a little bit down below your nose. And my wife was like, well, yeah, I was screaming, you know.
Right.
They were just like, well, we'll see what we can do for you.
Wow. Somebody says, are the Disney characters wearing masks as they greet visitors? Is Goofy wearing a mask?
I believe they do have to wear masks inside of their costumes. I did read that a few weeks ago.
Oh, wait, they have to wear...
The characters themselves don't have masks over the costumes, but the people inside the costumes are wearing masks.
Because somehow Goofy's head, the germs could get out from from Goofy's mask, which comes out to about a foot and a half from your nose. Good Lord, this is crazy. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
We're going to try to do a new feature on the show from now on. I'm going to give you some of the stories that we talked about today or almost talked about today. We're going to call it Howie's Homework, and there'll be links on the if you go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on it'll be on the homepage, Howie's Homework, and it'll have all, some of the stories that we discussed on the show today. And you can just link to it. So if you want to follow up or send it on or put it on your Facebook page, you can see it in one place. So Howie's Homework today, there's 6 stories on there. And we'll be doing that from now on. 844-500-4242. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Okay, Howie, you are going to love this story. 2 weeks ago, I'm at Disney with my family. And my son and I go on a Star Wars ride. No one is sitting within 50 feet of us. Rows open on all 4 sides. The lights go down, and I whisper to my son, you can pull your mask down. We both pull our mask down to our chin. The ride starts. All of a sudden, it stops. All the lights come on. some lady walks in who looks like a Nazi SS stormtrooper in a khaki outfit, and she says, announces, ladies and gentlemen, at this park, we have eyes on you around the clock. We can see all of you at all times. Please wear your mask. Please wear your mask at all times. And my brother, my son and I put our mask on, and the lights go down and the ride starts. And for the whole rest of the 3 days I was at Disney, I got a message, an unsolicited text every hour. Please wear your mask at all times.
Why don't they just change the name of Disney World to 1984? Or instead of, how about this? Instead of Disney World, Brave New World. Good Lord. How did they see you in the dark? Do they have infrared cameras?
I have no idea. It was, if that wasn't the most Big Brother moment I've ever had in my life in an amusement park. It was laughable.
Wow.
And can you imagine the message that sends a 12-year-old?
Yeah, I can imagine it sending a 12-year-old. If I were had a 12-year-old kid and I was a parent, the message it's sending me is, I'm never coming back here again. You know, I'm going to Gatorland tomorrow and I'm going to have me some Gator nuggets and fries with a little Gator dipping sauce. Thanks for the call, Bruce. Amanda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Amanda.
Hey there. Listen, we love Gatorland, by the way. You can buy Gator wallets, necklaces, teeth. These guys are hilarious. And the people who do the tours, because we're from Florida,
yeah,
they have nubs. Each of them are missing at least two fingers.
Yeah, Gatorland sounds better than ever now that I'm hearing these stories about Disney World. I hope it's changed now that the mask mandate is off in Florida and nationwide. Thanks for the call. See you tomorrow, everybody. I'm Howie Carr.